And joining us now in the studio is our musical guest, Jim Miller. Jim, of course, as so many people know, resident of Hovland and one of a large group of very talented musicians, also a member of Blueberry Jam. Jim, welcome to the Roadhouse. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks very much, you guys. It's really nice. A pleasure to be here.
Nice of you to share your Friday evening. Now, before we go any further, I want to let folks know you are appearing tomorrow evening at the Cascade Pub.
That is correct.
Which is kind of maybe our newest venue.
Pretty sure it is.
For music, and a lot of folks have been playing there, and you're going to be playing there tomorrow night from 8 to 10. Kind of interesting, I think your musical career, and I know that you have a whole nother profession.
Yes, sir.
You're not making your living.
No, don't quit your day job.
Don't quit, that's most musicians. But you kind of had an interesting history. You played before you moved up here quite actively.
Yes.
Sold off all your stuff or gave it away, one of the two.
A little of both.
Moved up here figuring, I'm done, and now have come back to it. Talk a little bit about how that happened. And first of all, who did you play with, what kind of music did you play when you were in the Twin Cities?
Started out, I'll be really quick on this one, but a buddy of mine and I were at a music store, and we were looking for guitars, and going to upgrade, get a new one, and we were sitting goofing in the store, and the owner, who was a really neat guy, walked over and listened to us for a second, and he looked at me, and he said, "Where do you guys play?" And I said, "In the basement, you know, in the backyard, and, you know, wherever." And, and he said, "Well, aren't you gigging somewhere?" And we said, "No." And he said, "Wow." And he walked away, and my friend Gary and I played a couple more, you know, just goofing, and all of a sudden he came back, and he handed us a sheet of paper, and he said, "You're booked tomorrow night, you know, in Loretto, Minnesota, at the Caboose." And I'm like, "Okay." And Gary looked at me and he says, "I suppose that means we really need to, like, play the whole song." You know? And anyway, so that's how it started.
And had you and this guy played together before? Did you have a...
We had been friends since we were kids.
Okay.
So, and yeah, we played, you know, like I said, goofing in the basement.
But on stage.
Uh-uh. Wow. I don't think we'd ever actually played a whole song. We just kind of did little bits and pieces, like, you know, the old joke about, you know, Stairway to Heaven riff and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So... And make a long story short, it just really was a lot of fun. And once it got in my blood and people actually didn't throw anything at us while we were playing, we just really got into it. And we called ourselves Mildew, my last name being Miller and his Ledoux. So his wife thought it Mildew.
And how long did the two of you play together?
We did that for 2 years. And then Gary developed a bad case of carpal tunnel, which I can relate to about right now. And then he wanted to quit, and I was really into it, so I formed a little group called Small Change with another guitar player and a
fellow. They named
band.
A radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I know, and I laughed about that.
You're going to be here at 7 then?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then in quick summary, that just grew into a band called Thunder Creek. Country hit had that resurgence again, I think, in like 90-something, 94 or 5. And I just said, you know, let's keep this thing going and find a bass player and a drummer. And we auditioned some people and put together a group that we named Thunder Creek.
Primarily country?
Country rock. I always tried to throw in a little bit of the Rolling Stones or something that was a little edgy. So, and we played, I think, about 10 years. And it was supposed to be once or twice a month and keep it fun. And then as you gained popularity, all of a sudden you were booked every single weekend. And people would look and say, "Can you come over?" And you'd look at your calendar and go, "No." So that was when I slowed it down and moved here. And I literally did. The band dispersed, and we took all of the equipment. And with the exception of one acoustic guitar, we sold off everything. Mics, cords, you know, big sound system, board, mixing board, everything. And I thought, R&R, I'm going to fish. I'm going to just goof around. And... Didn't work.
Now, when did you start? Before we get into that, can you do something for us?
Sure.
I mean, what we like to do, you probably know that, is we do some talk and we do some plans. So,
do you want to use that blue mic as well?
Or? You betcha.
Okay. Yeah, we mic the guitar with that.
We'll get that close here. Is that? Tell me if this is coming through. Is that okay?
Oh, maybe that's as close as it gets.
I can
up
move
there.
It to you.
Okay. You're fine.
Is that good? You gonna be good?
It'll work. Yeah,
it'll work. It'll
we'll
work.
Make it work.
Okay. And the voice is happening if I do that. All right. Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. I'll probably die in this small town. Oh, the small communities. All my friends, it's a small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town, provides little opportunity.
But no, I cannot forget where it is that I come from. Cannot forget the people who really love me. Cause I can be myself here in this small town. People let me be just what I wanna be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seen it all in a small town, and myself up all in a small town. Met an L.A. doll and brought it to this small town. I see small town just like me. Had nothing against the big town. Still hate the city enough to say, well, look who's in the big town. My band is in a small town. That's good to know for me. But no, I cannot forget where it is that I come from. Cannot forget the people who really love me. Cause I can be myself right here in this small town. And people let me be just what I wanna be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Small town, and I can breathe in this small town. I'm gonna die in this small town. Ah, oh, that's probably where they'll bury me. But no, I cannot forget where it is that I come from. Cannot forget these people who really love me. Cause I can be myself well, here in this small town. People let me be. Wanna be, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jim Miller here on the Roadhouse. I was going to say a John Mellencamp tune. Actually, that was from when he was John Cougar Mellencamp.
You betcha.
Yeah, did a nice job on it too.
Thank you very
nice.
Much. Appreciate it.
What kind of music do you gravitate towards? I mean, obviously that's a song that, and particularly with your voice, would kind of seem to be a natural. Which kind of is it? Artists or is it song or what?
I think it's songs.
Uh huh.
I play a pretty diverse venue of artists, but what I really love is that music can tell a story. It's a musical, you know, venue that says, "Hey, let me tell you something." Mm-hmm. What he just said, mm-hmm. You know, the small town theme there.
Yep, a lot of his music.
Yeah, there. Absolutely. And that's so. If someone categorized what I do, I think that most of all, I really, 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 when I'm not doing worship music, love story songs. Just absolutely love story songs.
So maybe like John Prine.
Absolutely.
And actually, I think one of the great storytellers in music is Bruce Springsteen.
As well, you betcha.
He's got. Yeah. I always thought, I've many times I thought, this isn't music. He's just playing the guitar and telling what happened yesterday.
You bet. Yeah. So. Dylan, Woody Guthrie, yeah, Bruce Springsteen, yeah, but, yeah, you know, the, all of those. John Prine is. If somebody said I couldn't listen to anything else, I think I'd really struggle between either choosing John Prine or Steve Earle, and I think I'd probably gravitate to John Prine.
Yeah. Okay, so you moved up here, I think, around...
About 2002.
Mm-hmm. And obviously decided to come up and fish and relax and what have you. That didn't work out too well. but what made you start playing music again? How did you start playing music again?
Ironically, I can blame that really on Stan Pelto. somebody's got to blame him something. No,
right.
I had played a couple, three, four different times at Trinity Lutheran Church, what at that time they called special music.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan, right after church, said that they were having a wild game dinner and asked if, you know, can you do something? You're okay, you know? And I said, cool. So some friends and I got together and did that. And all of a sudden, it was kind of in my blood again.
And was that Swamp River?
That was Swamp River. Okay. You betcha. Yeah. That was Swamp River, yeah.
Okay, and Swamp River is not...
Swamp River doesn't exist as Swamp River anymore.
Ah.
Swamp what River consisted of myself and Andy Schmidt,
mm-hmm,
and then Kim Carlstead Gillis.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yep, and then Andy met a gal named Amy, who now is Amy Schmidt and his wife, and Amy came and sat in. And then I kind of grew it into this thing where, again, just tell stories and invite people a lot, like Grinstead does at the Shanty Camp.
Yep.
I did these things called Out of the Woods, and we just, if you could play, and we just kind of practiced, and we'd have 6, 7, 8, 10 people on, you know, between accordion, mandolin, fiddle, banjo, you name it. And it was just really...
You allowed accordion in there?
We did. We still do. We bought one.
Yeah, how about a kazoo?
I love kazoo.
Buck is one of the great kazoo virtuosos.
And if Bob can bring his shower, he can sing with the best of them.
That's right. If you'll let me transport my shower to the place there, I can
count on us.
Yeah, that's funny.
So now it's Blueberry Jam.
It is Blueberry Jam, which is
and your wife Michelle is also
myself funny. And I, Michelle Miller, myself, and then Amy and Andy Schmidt.
So now you're performing solo. Is it solo or is the Blueberry Jam doing it?
No, it's solo. It's often a duo, but with the kids and the new little baby, it's a struggle. Michelle is going to sit in with me tomorrow night.
Okay.
So we prefer the duo. I go solo kind of as a last resort.
And how much are you performing? How much are you performing as much as you want to perform up here? I mean, it seems like that there's a lot of music.
Nah.
It seems like there is a lot of music that happens in Cook County.
You bet. It's just come back. As I said, our little guy James is 10 months old, like just today, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's today. Yeah, he'll be a year old in July. So it's today, the 27th. He was born on the 27th. So the pregnancy and the baby and stuff had really kind of just brought us time to just focus on that. And now with him old enough to hang out, and Andy and Amy Schmidt just had a little baby named Sparrow, and Sparrow and James hang out and swings and rockers and stuff and watch Blueberry Jam jam and all sing and tap along, and pretty soon we're making more musicians. We're training them young.
There you go.
I guess God makes them, but we're just in you know. James is playing a little plastic air guitar already, so at any rate, it's I think so. Yeah, we've probably got 5, 6, 7 things going on.
Oh,
and
good.
Michelle and I are really looking forward to getting into the winter circuit again. That's kind of all around where there's playing everybody. So as much and as fast as we can, we're sliding back into it.
And you were talking off the air to Buck and myself about the fact that you're a lighting designer, that you go down to the Twin Cities every week. That's got to make it also difficult to be working on, playing and
it
all
is.
The rest of that.
I work a 3-day work week, 14-hour days, but then you count the drive time, and getting home last night at like 2 a.m. was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But it works out. So I'm always here on weekends when things are happening. It cuts practice time short, but it's we certainly can do that. We need a good babysitter. So what are you guys doing this weekend? What are you doing tomorrow night, Bob?
Not babysitting.
He doesn't bite. At least he isn't yet.
That would be his first time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for us next?
Just for fun, I thought I'd stay with the small town theme. I'm going to pick it up just a teeny bit here. And this is a Hal Ketchum song.
Wow.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen it at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, but Bobby's got a buck. Who
full of dollars worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Now where you gonna go? We're gonna haul at the moon, shoot at the lights. It's a small town. Saturday night we're gonna haul at the moon, shoot at the lights. And it's a small town. Saturday night, another small town. Saturday night, it's just a small town. Saturday night. Well, Lucy's got her lipstick on a little too bright. And then Bobby's getting drunk, he's looking for a fight. He's got liquor on his breath and trouble on his mind. And then Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. They grab a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. They gotta get bad just to have a good time. And then they haul at the moon, shoot out the lights. It's a small town. Saturday night they're gonna haul at the moon, shoot out the lights. World ain't round. Well, it drops off sharp at the edge of this town. Listen, oh, the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the diddlement sign. Pedal to the limit before they change their mind. And then they haul at the moon, shoot out the lights. It's a small town. Saturday night they're gonna haul at the moon, shoot out the lights. It's a small town. Saturday night, another a small town. Saturday night, it's just a small town. Saturday night.
Small Town Saturday Night. You know, it has been a long time since I've heard that song. I remember when I first heard it, and I thought, I got to get that CD. You do a better job than Kyle Kitchen does. I'm serious. I like your version better.
Well, thank you.
It's been a long time. I love that song.
It is a great song.
I love that song.
It really
song.
Is.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It's...
Now, do you write any of your own stuff? Do you ever, or do you prefer to cover other people, or is it just not enough time with job, fatherhood, and all the rest of it?
I've written some stuff. I would be accused of being a hopeless romantic and probably attracted, silly as it sounds, because I'm just happier than the Dickens, but to bummer tunes and breakup songs. So, which, you know, it's kind of like floating a boat with a hole in it, I think. So Michelle and the kids are unbelievable songwriters. I mean, they like go downstairs and go, I got a song idea, and they come back out with like six of them. So I've pretty much given up writing, and I do a lot of cover stuff. But there's two or three in the archives that I think are okay. I just kind of leave them there, but they're okay.
It reminds me of a couple of years ago, I heard Joan Baez, who is a great performer and a great songwriter, talking. She said, oh, no, I don't write songs anymore. She said, that's way too hard. I'm never working that hard again.
Yeah, that's...
And particularly when they're... Oh, excuse me, Buck.
No, go ahead, Bob.
No, I didn't.
I was just going to mention that I suppose the next song, I've been following your theme so far.
Yes.
Be like Our Town, Iris DeMann. You got something
that
else
one.
Like that?
Okay. I actually, we play Our Town. I don't have it with me this evening.
Okay.
It was kind of cute as I was walking in, I brought a cheat book. And Sue Myla said to me, oh, a book in a music stand, Jim. And I said, yeah, I'm sold. I need some help. And she said, Bob's price is that in the portage. You got to have some lyrics in front of me.
So
I like little cheater sheets. It's I just too much on my mind now, you know.
Speaking of Sue, I want to remind you that Small Change, which used to be the name of a group in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
And it's now a interactive radio program here on WTIP is coming your way in about 15 minutes at 7, and Sue and Beth will be doing that. So
it's not going to be Jim and his group?
It is not going to be Jim and Blueberry Jam doing Small Change. Maybe someday, though.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be too bad. I don't know. I haven't gotten a list from those two about what the categories are. I'm wondering if polkas are going to be on there.
Well, there's potential.
Yeah, there is. And do you know when you're next after that? Not that
Maureen booked Michelle and I 3-4 times this summer. So there's something coming up in June right away. And then Michelle's son Jack is also playing there. So I think Jack plays the 12th and Michelle and I play the 18th.
Okay.
And then Blueberry Jam's been hired to do the Fisherman's Picnic and Radio Waves.
Radio Waves, which we're
unbelievably excited about.
Radio Waves this year, which I think is in
September 10th.
Yeah.
It's a week before.
As soon as it gets cold and rainy.
Yeah, I was thinking that, Buck, As soon as it starts snowing again,
But it's actually the week before Unplugged. Mm-hmm. And also Mountain Stage coming through.
That's a little earlier this year, maybe.
Yeah, is a little bit earlier, so that's going to be great. Well, that's exciting because that Radio Waves is really fun. That's just a fun day.
It's Michelle and I have watched it both times, and just thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad last year. Buck made the joke about rain and chilliness, and I knew Michael Johnson in the city through different venues.
Oh, did you?
I did lights for him way back when.
Oh, really?
We had common interests. And he snuck in and, like, wearing everything he had in his suitcase. I mean, all of us thinking that it would be nice.
Sure.
And fingerless gloves, and he hunched down. And it's like, I said to Michelle, I said, that's poor Michael. And I said, man, does he look cold. And we were sitting there wrapped in blankets, and she was nursing the baby. And we're all just like, man, you know. So I couldn't stay through the whole thing because we weren't really dressed for it. Yeah. We kind of stopped coming through. So
I did the same. I had to leave early.
Yeah. It just really got chilly. Infrared heaters, you know. That's what we, a whole bunch of cranes and
yeah.
We can get them down at this. No plugs, right? No.
Well, that'll be exciting. Now, what can you close out with? Can you do another one?
I sure can. Betcha. I'll give you the choice. How's that sound? I got a John Prine song here and a Steve Earle song. Your call.
No question.
You got to tell me. Well, there is a question.
I'd go with John Prine any day.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Now we'll go with John Prine. What's the Steve Earle song?
The Steve Earle song is Nowhere Road, which is a great song. John Prine's
Do that. Do that Saturday night. No,
there you go. There you go. Now, Buck, I'll goof up the John Prine song. You know what? One of my favorite John Prine lines was, "I only learned 3 chords and figured that's all I needed." Well, I'm kind of like right in there with them. So, here we go. This one's called Souvenirs. Snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. And I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories can't be bought. I can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows, they make life difficult to see. And that's why last night and this morning, they always look the same to me. And
my hair, eating old love letters. For they always bring tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories can't be bought. They can't be won. Carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Memories can't be bought. Can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Jim Miller, Souvenirs. John Prine did a great job.
Thank you.
Great
very
job
much.
On
appreciate
that.
It.
Really enjoy
thanks.
Your music.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for giving a part of your Friday night and being with us. Really enjoyed having you
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely a pleasure.